Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Privilege to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend the Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. We'll sing number 781 in the St. Michael Hymnal, 781, the first and the fifth verses. The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise for Christ, by whom all things were made, himself hath fasted and hath prayed. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to Thee be every prayer addressed, who art in threefold name adored, from age to age the only Lord. O Lord, You have been our refuge from generation to generation, from age to age You are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence, with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. From all their distress, God rescues the just. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. From all their distress, God rescues the just. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. From all their distress, God rescues the just. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. From all their distress, God rescues the just. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. One does not live on bread alone, but in every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm about to paint a picture with some pretty broad strokes, so bear with me and don't get too riled up about it. But, you know, talking to people who were born about 100 years ago, it seems to me that they memorized a lot of prayers. And there were many litanies, devotions, and they were good at this, memorizing so many prayers, but not always knowing they had the freedom of intimacy in conversation with the Father and with Jesus. Now, my generation growing up, we didn't memorize anything. We literally just knew the Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be. That was it. And beyond that, though, we were taught very well to speak with our Lord Jesus and to have conversations with God as our Father, Abba Father, to do this at night when we're in bed. It was the bread and butter of my prayer when I was a boy, but boy, was it difficult when I got to seminary and the priesthood to try to learn all the prayers that we didn't learn. Now I think is the time, right now, for both, that we bring these things together. I think this is the generation. We're both learning the tradition and prayers of the church and enjoying the freedom and the intimacy of having deep conversations with God our Father and with our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I'm so excited about this time in history because I see it coming together. This is what our Lord intended with the Our Father. He intended it to be both. Both the pattern of all prayer, the perfect prayer that he needs his disciples to know and memorize, but also that they pray from their hearts and that this prayer leads them into intimacy, into a give and a take, an exchange of love with God as Father. And so looking at this prayer, I'm not like one of the church fathers who can spend a lot of time on it, but just taking a look at it briefly for us to say, how does it foster that intimacy? Do I just run through the words? Do I babble like the pagans? Or do I also pray from my heart? We call God our Father who art in heaven. I mean, this is a way to start greeting the Lord at the beginning of prayer. Father, I mean, how wonderful is that? That was good news. That was new. This was not revealed yet until this moment that everybody could call God Father. Yes, who art in heaven. Of course, that's where you are, Father. You're the source. You sent the Son. You sent the Holy Spirit with the Son. And hallowed be thy name. So I had to explain to the little kids at Mass this morning, hallowed means holy. Maybe not everybody knows that, that holy is your name. It's a beautiful name above all other names to be able to say Father. And so we're flattering God a little at the beginning of this prayer, kind of like you do. You know, you say, oh, that sweater looks nice or your hair looks great. We're saying, oh, holy is your name, Father, because we love him and we want to begin not just by charging into prayer, but to greet our Father in heaven. And tell him, your name is so holy. It almost is like we're saying we love you, you know. Thy kingdom come. Now, what are we asking? Of course, we want this kingdom with this truth, justice, love, and peace to break into our times. We need that. Let your kingdom rain down. Come upon us. I guess we start with a big ask right there. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we know that God's ways are perfect. And we want our ways to converge with his ways. We want this to be one on earth as it is in heaven. What a beautiful thing to say. Give us this day our daily bread. What are we praying for? Daily food? Yes. Are we praying that everything else in our life be taken care of? Absolutely. Are we praying for our spiritual need in the Eucharist? Of course. Provide priests for us. Provide the Eucharist. Provide our daily bread. Lord, give us this every single day. We're so privileged, this super substantial and wonderful bread beyond all else. It's a very deep ask, but it kind of covers all of our sustenance and needs. And forgive us our trespasses. You know, again, I had little kids at Mass this morning. They don't know what a trespass is. I had to tell them. It's a sin. It's when they think of trespassing, they think of going on somebody's hunting land up here, you know, and that they shouldn't do that. They cross the line. That's exactly what it is. Forgive us when we trespass into territory that we don't belong. And as we forgive those who trespass against us. Because how could we expect this prayer to work if we're not willing to be forgiven and forgive? But we're asking for the strength for that when we ask for our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Don't allow us to fall into the trap. You know, give us your Holy Spirit, Lord, in order that these temptations can be warded off and deliver us from evil. Of course, the devil. We've got to pray against the devil. And this is right in the Our Father. I mean, that's just a few thoughts about each line could sprawl into this beautiful conversation with our Lord. Make sure that you're praying from your hearts. Let us offer prayers to the Father. For our Holy Father and all our bishops and priests, that they will be authentic representatives of the fatherly love of our Lord for his people, we pray to the Lord. For those seeking God's will for their lives, especially those discerning vocations, that they may know the Lord's will and have the strength and joy to carry it out, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our world, and especially for an end to the aggression against Ukraine and its people, we pray to the Lord. For all those who serve our nation, that they will entrust their leadership and service to God and do his will, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages, that spouses will be faithful to each other and be strengthened in unity and love, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Michael Ahrens, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Receive our prayers, merciful and loving Father, and all the thoughts of our hearts. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might love you and our neighbor through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we've received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Creator, Almighty God, what we bring from your bountiful goodness, and be pleased to transform this temporal sustenance you have given us, that it may bring us eternal life through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Unable to receive our Lord today in person, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. When I called, the God of justice gave me answer. From anguish you released me. Have mercy, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Let us pray. Grant us through these mysteries, Lord, that by moderating earthly desires, we may learn to love the things of heaven, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. May your faithful be strengthened, O God, by your blessing. In grief, may you be their consolation, in tribulation, their power to endure, and in peril, their protection, through Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Go in peace. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Back to the phones now. Let's go to Dustin in Fair Oaks, California. Good morning, Dustin.
Hi, Patrick. Well, first of all, I am in the process of becoming Catholic. And
wonderful.
As a kid, I was baptized as a Free Will Baptist. And there are some elements about it that make me think that maybe it wasn't valid. I don't know. I don't remember the formula that the preacher said.
If you can determine that those things were present, then you can be morally certain that that first baptism was valid. But if, in fact, you can't determine those things, if there were not witnesses or it's just unclear, you can be conditionally baptized. And the priest would say, if you are not already baptized, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then you'll know that if your first baptism was valid, you're good to go. If your first baptism was not valid, this conditional baptism took care of that. So you might want to talk to your parish priest about that.
All right, thank you. And my good news is that once I'm confirmed, I'm going to work on becoming a priest.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Patrick, and hope you have a God blessed day.
Thanks, Dustin. That's great news. Wouldn't that be a great blessing for the church in Fair Oaks, California, if Dustin came back some years from now as a Catholic priest to serve?
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Help us change hearts and lives by giving a tax-deductible donation now at relevantradio.com or in the Relevant Radio app. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio.
Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.
Thank you for the time you take on this show to talk about matters like transgender in a world that's so crazy about this. It's so great to scan the dial on the radio and pick up a voice that's clear, truthful, and explains how we as Christians, non-Christians, who just don't agree with this philosophy out there in this world, how to deal with it. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.